This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Our One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, we look into the census. Every decade, it aims to count each U.S. resident. The information it gathers is critical for many areas of government. It's not a perfect process. Officials usually plan for an undercount. But a new study shows the 2020 census faces unprecedented challenges to its accuracy. Rob Santos is with the Urban Institute, a nonprofit research organization, and he's on the line to talk about what they've uncovered. Rob Santos, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Justin.
Now, the Trump administration has been fighting to add a question about residents' citizenship status to the census. How do you think that question would affect the count?
There is no question that, in my mind, that the citizenship question would deter participation by some parts of the public. There is documented research by the Census Bureau itself, as well as others, that show that people of immigrant backgrounds, non-citizens, Latinos, would be less likely to participate because of their fear and mistrust for how the data would be used, even though there are protections against that.
And it looks like the possible addition of this question could cause a delay. How would a delay affect the census?
A delay would be absolutely disastrous. I don't believe there will be delay. It would be the first time ever that a census has been delayed. The problem here is that there is actually an act, the Census Act, Title 13, that mandates that census day be April 1st of each decade. So it would take an act of Congress to change that. We shall see whether the latest moves to alter that are successful or not, but I think that would be a high bar. I'm pretty confident that it's going to go on as scheduled.
Should we rethink the way we ask people about race on the census?
Yes. In fact, the Census Bureau has been working on that for at least 20 years, if not more. The problem is that people think differently about race and ethnicity than the way that social scientists and demographers do. Back in the day, a professor somewhere or a social scientist said, oh, there is race and there is ethnicity, and the two shall never meet. They are different concepts, and we need to measure them separately, and the federal government statistical agencies absorbed that and now are ruled by that through OMB. But the fact of the matter is that people do not think that way. They cannot separate for cultural reasons or others. They don't want to separate the fact that they're Mexican American, say, versus white. So, for example, I'm a Mexican American. When I fill out the census form, I check the Latino, Hispanic, Mexican American box. And when it comes to race, I mark other and insert mestizo, because that's how I feel about race and ethnicity.
What can be done to help make the count more accurate?
It's all going to boil down to people participating at a higher rate. The accuracy of the census is going to be determined by the extent to which duplicates and imputations and other types of erroneous inclusions in the census count outweigh or shake out against the collection, the millions, possibly tens of millions, of people who don't participate if we don't do anything now.
Rob Santos is with the Urban Institute. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, sir.